Good morning, everybody. Today at this podcast, we're going to talk about two of the main speeches on history, the most known of them. The first one is I Have a Dream of Martin Luther King. That's a piece of art. And the second one is Yes, We Can of Barack Obama. Barack Obama and Martin Luther King, they both are important characters of American history, especially Black history. And these speeches had a great impact on society at their time. That's why we are here to compare both of them. Michaela, please tell me, what do you think about Martin Luther King's speech?
In my opinion, I really love the speech, I Have a Dream, of Martin Luther King, because this was a speech that happened on August 28 of 1963. It was delivered to 250,000 viewers from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Nowadays, the I Have a Dream speech is recognized as one of the standout and shining moments of the civil rights movement and as a masterpiece of public speaking. This is because he's rapidly seated and used as an outgoing source of inspiration as the fight for equal rights continues in the United States and around the world. Martin Luther King Jr., I Have a Dream speech is a powerful call for equal rights for all Americans, regardless of race. It is a constant source of inspiration for those struggling to continue what the civil rights movement has started.
Yes, it's a really famous speech, and it has reached many people because of the message he has. But I think that Yes, We Can of Barack Obama is better because it's one of the best speeches of the early 21st century, and Barack Obama's speech after his 2008 election victory. A recording of this speech on YouTube has been viewed more than 2 million times, and by many people. American quoted again. Let's see what made this speech so memorable. Themes of speech were hope and change. We'll analyze more specifically Barack Obama's claim for change in politics, unifying the American nation, his political agenda, 39, as well as his reference to the America dream, also rescue, rebuild, restore, a new foundation of prosperity proposal for jobs, equality, and federal deficit reduction. But also Martin Luther King have a very similar themes and important for the US themes of freedom, justice, and future. It notes the past and the present as an allusion to the promise of the future. His determination that no one rests until all men are truly equal shows his calls for justice and freedom.
You see, I think Martin Luther King's speech is extremely important to study the civil rights movement. This speech was really long. It was delivered in about 17 minutes, and it used many rhetorical devices such as anaphora, it's free to fear, and somehow its speech was divided in 6 parts. The phrase, I have a dream, it's used repeatedly during this speech. He said the United States must make immediate changes, or the protests will only scale. He also said that the Black community will never be satisfied until they are fully empowered and have equal rights to all Americans. But of the things that I can say, Obama's focus was hope and change. It includes changing politics in order to make a better life to Americans. For Barack Obama, this change in politics was already underway in the Constitution of American people.
Well, analyzing some of the literary devices Obama used in his speech, I think the more important and powerful speeches was contrast because somehow this helps the audience to keep attention. Barack offers two contrasts, American diversity and American unity. Also, we have the repetition of the sentence and words, as in the Martin Luther King speech. This somehow motivates the speech. It segments the audience because it addresses radically different values and points of view. And somehow, this makes me feel that the speech is about me and that he knows my problems. And the way he tells the stories, it gives us experience and he connects with us.
That sounds really interesting. But if we start talking about the variety of literary and rhetorical devices that Martin Luther King used in its speech, he used ADUS because as a black man living in USA and active in civil rights movements, it is a really good ideal position to speak about and tell about its experience, so this gives like more credibility to the public and the audience. Also, we have anaphora. During this speech, he revealed "I have a dream" in many times of the road and in the beginning of the lines. Also, we have 100 years later. He also used appearing at the beginning of many sentences as "now is the time" or "return" and others. He also used allusion. Kings allude to the past history of the United States, key political moments, and the contemporary events. The following section covered the protests he was participating in, and he gave many like phrases during this speech. Also repetition, because somehow he gives reference phrases that includes themes like freedom, justice, and the powers of that the dreams have. King used alliteration because he used the same contents at the beginning of the words. For example, King used trial and tribulation, dark and desolate, great new army, and others. That sounds really...
Well, we can say that these two speeches have many points in their favor. Even so, I think that Barack Obama meets more than King, who were president of the United States, much loved by all of their ideals and their mentally, for how they fought for their dreams. You are from America and well known. I don't know which of these two is better. I really like Obama's because of the topics and how he expressed his ideas, but King's has a great message. So it all depends on how people see things. I think the one of Barack Obama had better reach to the public since he tried to interact with the public. And he made you feel part of it. He made you feel that he knew all of your problems.
Well, I agree with you. They are both very good speeches. But I really think that King's speech was really important because it brought the civil rights movement into the public spotlight and made like King a public figure. It may have hastened the passing of the Civil Rights Act. Also, this is interesting because he wrote this speech in order to call for an end to social and economic racism in the United States. And to get to an ending, besides all the things that I already say, the main message is that all people are created equal and that everyone has to be treated like equally. It's important that everyone continue working towards that goal, but it will be very difficult to choose between the two. Even so, I like the King one more because he used like his experiences more to win over the public.
Well, then, choosing one is going to be a very difficult duty. We just know that there are many people who are going to prefer Obama's more than King, even though he is an historical figure, and others vice versa. So it all depends on taste, but they are very good. Both of them, they have a lot of rhetorical devices, and they both reach people's feelings. And the way in which they express their ideas and their message is something that moves and helps people a lot to bond with them. So, in conclusion, both speeches show how well they are built up. They use a lot of rhetorical devices, and that's why they both are recognized globally and they had a great impact on society. We cannot compare completely both of these speeches because the speech of Martin Luther King, it's a piece of art and it's an historical thing. But Obama is not the shadow of Martin Luther King, as many people think. They both have a great impact on society, even though King lived in another type of time. But Obama did also a great job. So it depends on likes which one it's better, but they both are really well done. Thank you for your attention.